The Boscobel Prison, now known as the Wisconsin Secure Prison Facility, houses 370 inmates, most of whom are there for being violent or disruptive at other state prisons. Today's settlement ends 5 years of federal court oversight, prompted by a lawsuit that found mentally ill inmates were not receiving the treatment at the prison they needed. Madison attorney Ed Garvey says the state has added air conditioning and an outside recreation area, and more importantly, has agreed to improve mental health screening to ensure no prisoners with serious mental illness are sent there.
Now we've agreed to a three-panel group from a psychiatrist who will have a face-to-face interview with every prisoner before he could be sent there.
The agreement also allows prisoners more time out of their single cells, where they'd been locked down 23 hours a day. Department of Corrections spokesperson Susan Crawford says with the litigation now resolved, the state can begin to make better use of about 200 empty beds at the prison.
We will have a lot more flexibility to utilize the institution as a general population prison, which is a direction we have been eager to pursue for some time now.
Attorney Ed Garvey says the state was clearly unhappy with having the federal court looking over its shoulder for the past few years, but he's convinced today's settlement is a step forward in improving conditions for inmates. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.